NPR's national security editor Phil Ewing has been with us all evening, and he's going to give us an update now. First, on that death toll, I know we've been vague about the numbers. Talk about why.
Yeah, that's right. French officials in Paris have said they know about 120 people have been killed in this attack, but there are also media reports from Paris that put the number higher, 150 or more. One number that we do not have as well is the number of people who were injured. It could be a lot because of the nature of this attack, and that's a big factor in these terrorist attacks, as we remember from Boston, too, where the death toll was relatively small, but the number of people injured by those bombs was quite high.
And reportedly, some attackers are dead now, too. Can you talk about those numbers, what we know?
Yeah, that's right. We know four or five attackers, according to the local reports, have been killed. And the latest word on the cable networks is that some of them were wearing explosive suicide belts. We aren't sure if those were the same ones who we believe attacked this soccer stadium or separate. But there's also some attackers at large, we believe, with their weapons either trying to escape or potentially launching follow-on attacks. Right now, we just don't know.
Let's talk about a potential investigation, what the first steps might be for investigators based on what we've seen so far.
Well, it's going to be a huge crime scene just because of the scale of this attack and the complexity, the number of sites in Paris that were involved, the number of attackers that were involved. But one thing that's going to come in handy are the surveillance cameras, which blanket Paris just like a lot of modern cities. We remember from the Paris attacks in January on Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper, and the kosher supermarket, how critical the surveillance footage was in those cases. In fact, those images of that attack became familiar on TV around the world. So that's going to be an initial thing that investigators look for, as well as putting together shell casings from these crime scenes, interviewing witnesses, all the other basic police work you would imagine would go forward from an attack like this.
And to remind people the depth and the scale of this, that those attacks back in January, we're talking about less than two dozen people killed, right, including the attackers here. It's just massive.
It is massive. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, terrorist attacks in Europe ever, and certainly the biggest mass casualty incident in Paris in a very long time, possibly since World War II.
That's NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.